this weekend that we're getting together and we're just sharing the love of our craft and sharing each other's company. And I'm so excited. And Wendy and I are trying to get hosts together for the suite because we want somebody kind of in the suite watching it when it's open, because that's where we're going to keep some booze and we're going to keep, you know, if people want to keep their computers or, you know, we don't want anybody to feel like their stuff's going to be taken. So, and plus that, you know, if there, maybe there's hosts, you know, and you don't know somebody, the host can be like, hey, do you know John Long? Or, hey, here's Big Fatty. Well, who doesn't know Big Fatty, right? You can smell him, you know, two rooms down. I'm just kidding.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hey, here's Big Fatty. Well, who doesn't know Big Fatty, right?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. Evidently, I got to do another one of these fucking things. Two of these more things, right, Daniel? Okay, great. Anyway, y'all coming up on today, say it with me. I got nothing. I got nothing again. So I'm going to have to depend on the audience to help me out during this time. Big Fatty, you're in big trouble. Hello, Glovies. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, evidently I'm going to have to fill an hour like everybody else. I was not made aware of this. You would have thought as one of the suits, I would have been made aware of this. But evidently I'm not, so... Anyway, y'all, there's only one way that that I can do this. Did I do something wrong? No, I'm getting ready to play something. Okay, like in 2 seconds. Okay, thank you. All right, John Ong. Oh, he is something. He is that. He is something. Oh. Anyway, y'all, there's only one way I can do the second show of three little shows, and that is if some of y'all come up here and axe Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we've got to play the music if you do that.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a
who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all today, oh dear, y'all, they're already queuing up, and that is Mexican for queuing up. And y'all, well, first of all, if you come up and ask Big Fatty a question, then you get your selection, except for Dr. Stone, he didn't want any of this shit, but you get your choice of selection. My cocktail is here. Oh, excuse me. One moment, please. Oh, I love that. Oh, God. Anyway, you'll get your choice of any of the prizes up here. Also, if anyone did not get a Big Fatty refrigerator magnet to go in your swag bag, please make sure you get one. And I've placed one in each of the swag bags that we're going to send to everyone. Hi, John. Okay. Hi. Okay, John. Okay. It's okay. But anyway... Later on, when I get done, Big Fatty will be signing autographed postcards for you if you'd like one. I'm more than happy to do that. But first, we've got an Ask Big Fatty question from Dr. E. Pluribus Stone. Dr. Stone, what have you got for us?
I just want to know why the hell I had to run back and get your show notes, because there's nothing written on there.
No, well...
Why the fuck did I have to run and get that?
I actually needed this piece of paper, okay? But this happened to be in there also.
That was... I looked in it and I thought, there's nothing on this. Why am I going to get that?
Right, exactly. But, you know...
That was my question. I would highly recommend somebody get the official Jalopy sticker there.
Nessa got one of those.
It's very resilient.
Is it? Now, you got one of those also, didn't you?
I have one. That's how I know it's very resilient.
Okay. All right. Are you sure you don't want anything? Okay, great. I'm not sure I'm going to let my youngest daughter, Nessa, ask a question. after those comments about you can smell me two doors down before you see me or hear me. But anyway, hi, darling.
Hi, Dad.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little gassy, but that's okay.
Those chicken strips,
it's the chicken strips, right. So what would you like to ask me?
This is actually a question that's been going around my female friends.
Oh! That sounds like something that needs a medicated salve.
No. We would like to know, with someone of balls of your size, when you sit down, where do they exactly go?
Well, this is an excellent question, and leave it to my youngest daughter to ask about my, about me and where my balls go. Well, it depends if I'm wearing pants or not. Generally, if I'm wearing pants, they're hanging on one side or the other, so they usually are just banged up in there. Oh Lord, here comes the gay country boy. Are you coming to play with my balls?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Okay. But if I'm naked, which is how I usually podcast with pants off, as you know, mm-hmm. Sometimes I've been known to sit on them, but not always by any means. But there are worse things that can happen than sitting on your balls, as you know.
I actually have a follow-up question.
Well, let me just finish. The one thing that would be worse, the one thing that would be worse than sitting on your balls is to be in one of Vera's dreams where she sits on your balls. Anyway, so what was your follow-up question?
When you go booming, do your balls touch water?
When I go boom boom?
Boom boom. I call boomy.
Yeah. It, especially if I sit down with some force, it's like, you know. So, yeah, there's a ripple effect there.
Thank you, darling.
Okay. And would you like to choose something? You're going to take that for you?
I'm going to give the keychain to Derek.
Okay, I was going to say, if Wiener would like something else, you could take two things since you asked two questions.
He really just wants a postcard with yours.
Okay, and I'll make sure that happens. Okay, thank you, darling.
Thank you.
How about a hand for Nessa and the big ball questions? All right, Christian. Y'all, this is Christian from Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Right. Isn't that where Jean is from?
Yeah, she's not here.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, of course she's not here. It's my show. Anyway, that's all right. I'm not going to be at hers either.
Two-part question.
Just kidding.
One, why do you belt so much? And two, just how long are your balls?
I belch because I'm alive. Okay. I'm accused of, something's made me gassy, and to which everyone says oxygen makes you gassy. Okay, so the fact that I'm alive is why I'm gassy. Okay, and
so it's genes.
I do get that from my mother. You're right, but anyway, and you can come back here and see how big they are.
It'll be the first time.
Okay. Well, I'm not. Do you think I'm shy? Am I shy, Wes?
No,
okay.
Light as bitch.
Okay.
So Wendy has to come back with me.
No, Wendy doesn't want to do that.
She doesn't need to see.
So, but you can come back here if you want to.
Later.
Okay. Did you say later?
Oh, yeah.
Choose a prize. Oh shit.
Drink.
What is he taking? He's taking the large, big, fatty shirt. Oh, there's some bags also, but I understand Lotzel has a nicer bag than I do. So, anyway. All right, how about a big hand for Christian? Okay, Wendy, the naughty inhabitant. Oh, I'm sorry. what have you got there for me, Wendy?
Hi, Big Patty.
Hi.
I have not had a gentleman caller for longer than I can remember. Can you give me a tip? Can you give me your best tip? Not that one.
I believe everyone, despite this being an audio podcast, knew exactly what was on my face when you said, give me the best tip. Okay.
Whoa! Shall we look at Gavin's phone?
Thank you, Joe. Woo! Did that come from Dick's Last Resort? From Jesus? Okay, right. Well, Jesus makes a good drink. Okay. What was the question again? Can I give you tips on gentlemen callers? Mm. Well, I have...
Because I've put bait on my porch. I've done everything.
Well, first of all, bait smells like you know what. Okay. And, you know, there's nothing... No, don't do that. Okay. But if you... gentlemen callers, first of all... Don't, if you say the word cuddle, they're gone. They don't want to cuddle. It's wham, bam, let me get the hell out of here, ma'am. Or, you know, and all you got to do is when they come in, when they're done, just say, just leave the money on the dresser. Okay, it's.
But just, it's always $2.
Fuck $2!
You're too easy.
Wendy, I will tell you this. I am 56 years old, okay, and I have. What? Thank you. Even though you're going to have sex with James LeRoy. Anyway, I'm 56 years old, and I have had more gentlemen callers in my 50s than I had any other time. And I don't get it. I don't get it. But, well, I do get it. But I don't understand it. Maybe that's what I should say. But there you go. I mean, just quit looking for it, and it'll come to you. Okay. Well, it'll find you or whatever. Anyway, Wendy, choose a lovely prize. What do you think Wendy's going to take? She's going to take a bag. Now, there's two different styles. There's one with Big Fatty's head, and there's one that says BFO. Oh, no, you got to have Big Fatty's head. All right, how about a big hand for Wendy? Romo, how fort art thou, Romo?
Romo is fine. I gave Nessa her second follow-up question, and bitch, I want my sweet potato.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Semi down now. All right, go ahead.
I've had the pleasure of having dinner multiple times with Big Fatty when he visits the Atlantis, and here the other night at Gonzali. So, Big Fatty, I would have to ask you, for the whole weekend so far, what was probably your best meal so far?
So this weekend...
Not the one that's haunted you the most, like the chicken wing, chicken strips.
No.
I have stumped Big Fatty.
No, let me think. I can't. Y'all, like, I don't fucking remember shit. Actually, you know, I will say we went to breakfast for Jeremy's birthday this morning at one of these off the strip casinos. And, y'all, we walked in, and we looked like we stepped back into 1950. You know, I mean, it was the upholstered bulkhead booths and all this, and lots of really bad paneling and all that kind of stuff. And, y'all, I had a New York strip steak. It must have been that big. Oh, shit. And... and scrambled eggs and some sourdough toast and a couple of... breakfast potatoes. Hell, it was $5.99.
What a bargain!
It was the five of us ate breakfast. Jeremy had two meals. Okay, so it was really six breakfasts for, and it was $49.
You can't beat that.
So you can't. But we could, if we can find a stick, we could try to beat it with it.
Wes has got
but
it right
anyway,
now.
We've got a stick.
Skate Boys got it
exactly. Oh, oh. So, but. But the other meal that I enjoyed, I've enjoyed everything that I've eaten here, except those chicken fingers.
The chicken fingers are really
well. I mean, they were good, but they're just speaking to me. So, Romo, choose something. We've got, we're going to take a T-shirt.
I'm going to take a T-shirt.
All right. Romo's got a T-shirt. All right.
Here's to my first time on Big Fatty Show.
Oh. Hey. All right, y'all. Oh, Lord, he's brought his iPad up here. This is going to read. Tacos are here. And by the tacos, never mind. I'm not referring to the Mexicans. But anyway, Tom.
Hello.
Hi. What do you have for us?
Hi, everybody.
Did you prepare questions?
Yes, I did, Big Fatty, just for you.
All right. I'm going to have a drink of gin.
Okay. Well, Big Fatty, you always talk about your gentleman callers. And I was just wondering,
when you start the conversation with your gentleman caller to actually meeting, I was wondering what was the fastest time ever you've been able to talk to the person and get them in your door, or you go to there or whatever?
Well, first of all, talking is not really required when meeting a gentleman caller. Sometimes a look of is all you need, you know, just the head nod and the nearest dark area. So less than a minute. So, you know, I've... And that doesn't mean it was a quickie. It just means it started quickly. So anyway. And how about yourself?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
On Grindr.
Hi. Hi. All right, Rambo Redhead, choose your present or gift. A gift. Oh, he's taking the gentleman caller's book. How about that? How about a big hand for Rambo Redhead? Or Reedheed, as he's called. Oh, Lord, it is the gay country boy. And is that spelled C-U-N-T?
That is.
Okay.
Howdy.
Anyway, what you got for me? Oh.
I would just really like to know, what is the best shortening to use when you just really need to get that fifth digit in?
Well, this is an excellent question. I can assure you that the buttery flavored Crisco does not add any slickness. However, it does add cholesterol.
Yes, cholesterol. Okay. You got to watch the triglycerides.
You've got to watch the triglycerides, especially at my advanced age. You've got to watch these kinds of things. Of course, I don't really have to watch them, but you know. You just buy the cheapest stuff. I mean, it's just going in their butt.
Like that Blue Mountain that comes in the cardboard box. You know, you just dip your hand.
No, yeah. That's an Alabama thing. I don't have any idea what that's all about.
Hey, down there, we could use pine sap and do the same
thing. Well, right. Or just, you know, spit is really, you know.
Yeah.
You know, well, sometimes you don't even need spit.
Sometimes we get... Sometimes with the pine sap we get stuck on the back draw.
Right. So. Right. That's not good because you know it sticks inside and you never know what's going to come out.
Right.
So. Anyway, choose your prize there, Wes. Anything you'd like. Oh, he's taking what y'all. This is one of the brand new items. It is the BFO Ruins My Life bumper stickers.
Excuse me, Mr.
There,
Fat.
There's
Mr.
nothing
Fatman.
Like heavy.
Yes.
There's a question from the chat room.
Oh, a question from the chat room. Okay, thank you, Wes. We got a question from the chat room.
Question from the chat room. One Mr. T. Wiggles.
T. Wiggles, yes. I believe is he writing from one of his places? Okay.
Let's know what love chamber activity would scare you?
What love chamber activity would scare me? Well, I'm not sure because I haven't found one yet that scares me. Okay, and you know.
Also from the chat room, your grandson is listening. It's the first time he's heard you in months. So, you know.
He's unsubscribed.
He's drunk.
Right. Oh, well, he's got to be drunk if he's listening, right? Is he drinking tequila?
Margaret, yeah. It's right up there in the chat room. You know, it's up on the screen there.
Okay, Gussie. Well, y'all, don't go anywhere, Jeremy and Donna and any of the rest of you that want to come and ask Big Fatty a question, because evidently I've got... No, I don't have 20 more minutes. I only have 15 minutes, which, y'all, it's going to fuck up a show. Okay? You know, all of a sudden, I had to go from 20 minutes to an hour, but it's not really an hour. It's 55 minutes. And, you know, Big Fatty likes to have it right on the dot. Right, Ed? Ed's not even fucking listening to me. So, anyway, y'all, hang around. Nessa's going to say something terribly inappropriate in just a second. And then we'll be back and we'll do a little more Axe Big Fatty. Plus, y'all, I've got a surprise for you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, here's Big Fatty. Well, who doesn't know Big Fatty, right?
Correct, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
You can clap.
Or drop me an e-letter at BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! We'll be right back. been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.